Words, the power to encourage or crush. We have all experienced the power of negative words in our own lives and may also have observed the effect in others' lives as they shared with us. Some of us carry the effects of harsh words for a lifetime and find it difficult to get past the hurtful impact. When we take time to reflect, we will often be able to recall some words that a kind person has said to us and allow those words to bring hope to our heart and a smile to our face. The Bible tells us, "A gentle answer makes anger disappear, but a rough answer makes it grow. Good people think before they answer, but the wicked do not, and what they say causes trouble. Kind words are like a life-giving tree, but lying words will crush your spirit." From Proverbs 15, verses 1, 28, and 4. It is now time for each of us to consider what impact our words may have on others. Will we speak with gentleness or with harsh criticism about something a person has said or done that we do not approve of? Will we give a compliment or a word of appreciation? Or will we condemn someone for not doing a job exactly the way we thought they should? We are a work in progress and want to be recognized as such. Will we give the same honor to others by how we speak to them or speak about them? From the Bible, it says, "Listening to wise people increases your knowledge, but only nonsense comes from the mouths of fools. People are happy when they give a good answer, and there is nothing better than the right word at the right time." From Proverbs 15, verses 2 and 23. In our society, with this emphasis on social media, the thoughtless use of words is often reflected in our texts and posts rather than through our mouths. In what is not a person-to-person encounter, we often feel free to express our thoughts without first filtering them. It's always wise to think before we speak or post. Much harm may be caused to a person by what we say or post. With things hanging in cyberspace long after we delete them from our own page, we need to be aware that we have less control over the harm caused by social media posts than by actual face-to-face encounters. Let's pray. Loving God, help me to consider what I say and its impact on others. Give me the patience and self-control necessary to filter my thoughts before I respond to others, so my words may encourage rather than crush. Amen.